welcome to another episode of Sense and Rant. And last episode, we made sense of the topic. What was it called? What was the last episode called? We made sense of taking up space in a gendered and colored world. On today's episode, we are ranting about microaggression with foreign names. And now we are live. I am Motunrayo Adeola, your host, your guide, your favorite podcast girl, Sense and Rant. Today with me, we're ranting about names, microaggression, foreign names. I've gone by Mo, I've gone by Momo, I've gone by Ayo, I've gone by Rayo, Motun, Tuntun. But seriously, somebody still asked me if they could call me M, like just the letter M. No, this is 2020. We're if I'm twisting and rolling my tongue to sound as fake as an American as I can get, you can please roll your tongue to pronounce Motunrayo. So, ranting with me on this episode, I have Meremu, my beautiful friend. I have Koinsola. Koin, say hi.
Hi.
I have Tosin.
Hello.
And then I have Mujisola, the crazy one of this crew, but, you know, that's a topic for another day. So, ladies, can you please tell us your full names and what you've go by or what you've gone by in the past?
Okay, my full name is Oluwatosin Ladyjiro. In my US life, I have only gone by Tosin. In previous lives, I have gone by Tuki. But yeah, I've kind of stuck to Tosin since I moved to the US.
Okay, so just Tosin, no T or T or...
No, you know, one of the things is that it's simple enough.
I guess, yeah, Jack, those of us with long names, but okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so I've always, yeah, I've just always stuck with Tosin.
Okay. Moji. Yeah.
So, well, fun fact, so Moji is actually my middle name. And my first name is privileged information. Sorry, only the IRS and people paying me know that name. Or if I'm paying you, you're either paying me or if it involves money, then you'll know because the bank has to know. But anyway, and the reason I say that is because, or I bring that up. So I've always gone by Moji growing up to the extent that I thought Moji was my first name and not my middle name. I thought it was switched. So it wasn't actually until I moved to the US, I found out that, oh, you know, it was the other way around. And I guess I had been lucky for the most part that no one ever really called me Mujisola except you're looking for my trouble or something like that. So, you know, coming to the US, it's always been Moji, 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 right? But then obviously it then becomes, okay, it's Mojo. And well, first of all, you know, we all have to do the accent thing. It's not Moji, it's Moji, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Moji. Okay, cool. We've done that. And then it becomes, oh, Mojo. And it's like, it's four letters, two syllables. Mo, G, right? There's that. And then I used to work in a hospitality industry. So obviously I have a name tag on. And even with the name tag, I've had letters addressing me as Yogi. Like I've had Yogi. I've had people assume the J and I are silent and verbally confirm it. Like, yeah, the J and I silent is what I think. And I'm just going to call you Mo. Cool. Fun. So I think, like, even though it's annoying, sometimes I still kind of consider myself to be lucky because it's like, okay, at least it's just Moji. There are only so many ways you can screw up four letters and two syllables versus someone who is, you know, an Oluwapo or something, like, yeah. Right? So, even with those annoyances and frustrations, I still sort of consider myself lucky that the name or the version of my name I've always gone by has always remained. So at least I didn't have the extra pressure of having to shorten it any further. Moji is what people call me at home. Moji is what I go by now. And then now to just remove, which is annoying, the fact that we even have to do this. Oh, my name is Moji, huh? Moji, huh? Okay, emoji without the E.
Oh.
That's real good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Good. Good. Then you're like, oh, and Moji. Interesting, you would have said it. But because it's, you know, coming out of an African, like, if I had said emoji, you wouldn't have a problem understanding. But because yeah. I said emoji, then, bro, anyway.
It becomes heavy. Yeah, Merimu. So
okay, so my name is Merimu Ngozi Chigwendu. And I go by Merimu. There is not really a nickname for Merimu. It's just Merimu. However, there is, until I was about 10 years old, when I got to America when I was about 9. And in Nigeria, people call your name. You don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to America. People started calling me Merimu. Okay. Merimu. My family calls me Merimu. So I was confused about what my name was. I didn't know how to pronounce my name. People were saying Merimu. And then I would start saying, hi, my name is Merimu. And my mother would be like, that's not your name. Yeah. That's not your name. Yeah. Your name is Merimu. You know, I've been called Merimu. Wow. I've been called, they will find all kinds of different ways to do it. But they have tried to call me Mer. They've tried to call me Mimi. Sometimes they try to call me Mary. That's a whole nother story because that's something that, you know, sometimes if I'm at Starbucks or something and they're like, what's your name? Mary, you know, so yeah. Sometimes you have to do that weird American throwaway. In college, people started calling me Moo because my name is Meremu.
Mm.
People started calling me Moo, Moo Moo. And that one I kind of was okay with because it was like a term of endearment. But then from Moo and Moo Moo, it kind of went to Mo. Sometimes people would call me Mo, which is so.
Yeah, completely off.
Yeah. So I had to just, and you know, it takes a while because, you know, what's your name? Mary Moo. Just call me Mary. But it took a while for me to actually, you know, when I was in fourth grade, I came home and I was like, Mommy, you know, they don't know how to pronounce my name, so they just want to call me Mary. And my mom had to stop and be like, that is not your name. Once again, once again, let me tell you your name. You know, so she had to make me stop that. But then, you know, we can have this conversation, but it changes. It changes. As I've gotten older and I've had kids, sometimes, you know, you're not sure with the kids' parents what to say. Sometimes I might say Mary, even though I hate that name, I might have to say to the kids' parents. Sometimes I'll say Mary to somebody that I think I will never see again in my life. And yeah. I think I don't care. And then I end up seeing that person every single week. So
and now all of a sudden you're married to them.
And now all of a sudden I'm married to them. Right. And now I don't even know if they know my real name. So yes, it's a journey. It's a journey.
Yeah, it is a journey. It is a journey. Yeah, Koi.
All right, so my story is not that big, but my full name is Oluwa Koinsola. But I'll throw in a little bit there just so you know how much my parents loved me. Oluwa Koinsola, Yanura, Ainke, Daudu. So we decided to give me three names, not one English, three nice, beautiful, long Yoruba names. So therefore, I went about my life, I got to America, and then that's when my dilemma really started. So I've gone by KY. That was self-inflicted. I've gone by Kia. That was also self-inflicted, but it's the Koinsola Iyanwere Ainke, so technically my initials, which back in Nigeria, I always felt cool until I became Kia Motos.
Yep.
I have gone by Koni 2012, because someone thought it was funny. I've gone by Koinsola. I've gone by D. I've gone by Katie. I've gone by Dr.
Bro,
D.
Back up to Katie. Don't walk us through.
I don't know. I've gone by Dr. D. I've gone by Doc. And I think that's most of all I can remember. But I will say, though, a lot of my nicknames have been self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have been me trying so desperately to fit in.
Yeah.
So I got here when I was 15. And back in Nigeria, that Kira one was just me feeling cool with myself. Because you know when you watch DSTV, all those American kids have like nice funky names. And there was a Mia and a Tia. I don't know if anybody watched that like movie where there was a Tia and a Mia. Yeah. So I was like the Kia. Until QC girl decided, you're not that cool. You're Kia. So cool. But I embraced Kia because my dad put it on all my like birthday cards. And it's like my nick. Like I liked it. So it didn't matter what anybody else said. Now, when I got to college here, I went to community college first. So that was fine because we're all immigrants. So they didn't really, everybody just called me Koinstalan Community College, right? Okay. I got to a four-year college. Shit got real. It got real, real. Because then I joined all this extracurricular activity. I was trying to like, live my life and everything. I mean, that quest to just fit in at this university, I was like, I have to come up with a name because it's like the nod, right? Like people see you, they see your name or they ask you your name and they're like, cool.
It's a beautiful name, like, but a beautiful name that never gets pronounced,
right? Mm-hmm. And then you see this person that you've met before down the street and like you're so excited because you feel like you just made a friend because you guys are like really clicked that time you met, right? And they just give you the nod and then walk right past and you're like, what the heck did I do? I thought we had a moment. I don't remember how to pronounce your name, so they decided to like avoid an awkward moment and they just like right past. That happened to me so many times. And I was like, I just want new friends. Shouldn't be that hard.
And honestly, what's wrong with the little hey girl?
You know?
Just look.
I joined this student group and I decided there was a K in my name. There's a Y in my name. I was 15 years old, though, in my defense. Actually, you know, that's a lie. I wasn't. So fast forward years. I was like 17 and a half years old. And I said, my nickname's going to be KY. That can't be hard. Come on. That cannot be hard. Well, it had been a whole semester. I had introduced myself to everybody as KY until I forgot to tell you. The group was a peer health advocate class. So we ran around camp and we educated people on healthy living traits, including healthy sexual behaviors. So when I step in front of the class and I introduce myself as KY, that was my first real, I'm done with nicknames.
Yeah.
It was great. In front of like a whole bunch of horny college students. Yeah, that was great. And then fast forward, I became Coney. And I was like, it's okay. Coney is like the first part of my name. So people can call me Coney. And then somebody decided it was time for me to be Coney 2012. And I was like, well, I really don't want to be that. So Coney went out the window. And Katie was kind of like this desperate attempt. That was also self-inflicted. It was a desperate attempt. And I was like, I'm going to be Katie. But then no one really knew it was me because I spelled it as K-A-Y-D-E-E.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been, oh, Quinsala, that one's everybody. I don't understand where they see the Q from. Like the Q before my name, I just never understood that. And that's really what people, I say Quinsala and they're like Quinsala. Mad school, I really didn't care anymore because if you like, pronounce my name. If you like, don't pronounce my name. If you want to get to know me, you know me. If you don't, you don't. So med school, I was kind of like, eh. But the fun thing that I did over time was I remember in med school, I would write my name on every board every time I walked into a class. And I'll write how to spell it phonetically just by chance that I was called upon in class. I didn't want to have to go through that awkwardness of like, we spend the first 40 seconds of that calling on me in class figuring out how to say my name. So I'll just be like, behind you, sir. That's how you say it. And that worked for 4 years of med school. So then my life now as an adult, behind every badge that I own, any hospital that I go to, anywhere that I work, I have these little tapes that I've made, like sticky tapes, name labels, and I write how to say my name phonetically, and I stick it to the back of my badge. And as I introduce myself, I turn it around. Like, this is your chance. You can't say it. So I become very passive aggressive with it. And, but there's a reason why, which you've heard now. So that's how I live with my name now. Passive aggression.
Yeah. Which is such an interesting yet unfortunate thing that we have to do, right? Because when you think of, obviously, Nigerian names, right? African names carry, okay, sorry. I feel like I may be jumping the gun here. Moto, feel free to
cut me off.
Because it's like, you know, when you think of our names, right? It's all of our names carry meaning. Our names are prophecies. Our names are our identities. It goes beyond, an identifier. It's really telling a story about who you are, your lineage, your family, all kinds of things. So, for example, I mean, going with your example, Corinne, so of having multiple names, with the rest of my names, which I can share. If I my name is Oluwatoyin Koforola Olatokunbo. So now you have an idea of where I was born. Yeah. I'm Alaba. So now you have an idea that there are twins in my family and where I fall under, and the minimum of how many kids there are in my family, you know, that kind of thing. So if I had gone with any of those names, you know, people butchering them, it's an attack on who we are, right? It's an attack on our identities. It's an attack on our families who gave us those names, which again, going into naming ceremonies, like we are deliberate. We wait 7 days or however many days to name seven. Children.
And, I think it's seven, you know, for female, eight for male, but evil culture is actually 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just learned that as well.
So, you know, you go through all of this work and all of this time to pick out a name only for somebody to then be flippant about it, which, you know, going back to Colin's last point, it's enough to drive somebody insane and for you to then start becoming passive aggressive about, no, this is who I am. I'm giving you literally every single opportunity to get it right. And you're just bent on not doing that. It's fucked up. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because just a little aside, I have my cousin, his name is Emeka, Nameka, and he's very funny. He's a doctor. So when he was doing his residency, and every time anybody mispronounced his name, he would stop and he would look at them very serious. And he would say, if you mispronounce my name, you are disrespecting me and you're disrespecting all of my ancestors. And these are all like white people in like rural Texas. And they would just, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he would crack up and he'd be like, yes, that's, don't disrespect my ancestors. Like, and he would just look in the corner.
I should use that actually.
Yes, he just realized that these people are going to butcher it anyway. So let me just play a prank on them. Let me just have some fun.
Oh my God, that is amazing. So Koyi and Meremu shared when hardship became a thing with their names, right? Moji, can you remember? Yeah, Moji, you have this soft, easy name. Emoji, just take out the E. But Tosin, if you can share like your first memory of when hardship was attached to your name. I think for me, it would be like people looking at a paper and then looking up at me like, like they wouldn't even try it. Or just like, you feel like also the only Black person there, you know, they just know that, yep, it's ma'am, it's your turn. You know, when did hardship become attached to your name that you can't remember?
I feel like that is something that I struggle more with my last name, which is actually like very, very silly because I feel like it is equally easy. It is Le Di Ju, three syllables. And then, so what happens is that I find that people won't even attempt it. Like, they're like, I'm not even going to touch it. Like, it is tossing and that is it. Like, they're not even going to touch the Le Di Ju at all. And it's like, just try, you know, or if you say you don't know how to, then ask. Like, I feel like you sort of erode the person's identity when you like refuse to pronounce their name. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. You pronounce everyone's last name, then you get to my own and you're just like tossing. Like, what's up? Like, what's up with that? So, I mean, I feel like that is something that I've always dealt with in corporate America. Like, my current workplace, I can tell you that 100%, not one time has anybody attempted to say Lady Ju, which is just mind-blowing to me that, I mean, it's just what it is. Like, just make an attempt. So, I mean, that's definitely something that I feel like I continue to struggle with, is just, like, people won't even try. Like, what if the Oluwa was even in front of the Tosin? That would be another story, you know? Yeah. Like, mind-blown. Like, that would just be another story. Like, it's already simple enough. Like, it's three syllables. Like, it's just L-E-D-I-J-U. Like, how hard can that be? Like, I try to, like, think about, like, why wouldn't they even try? Right. And I mean, it's, like, there are not that many ways you can screw it up. Like, there really isn't that many ways. So it's, like, why wouldn't you just make an attempt?
Yeah.
So,
I think a lot of it really is not caring. And I know, you know, someone who is not Nigerian or African or whatever, who would go, I just don't want to mess it up. No, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. If you were afraid of messing it up, you would just say, hey, I'm probably going to mess it up. Please correct me if I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just don't care.
Yeah.
Because when you see faces that look like this, or when you hear accents that sound like this, you know, you the unconscious or very conscious bias is, not important. I can just assign my identity upon you, which is, you know, where the added microaggression comes from, where, you know, like Marimu said, oh, your name is now Mo. I'm just going to call you Mo. Says who? Mm-hmm. Okay, your name is Jessica. I'm just going to call you Steve now. Because I feel like it. Because I don't feel like saying Jessica. I don't feel like saying however many syllables. I like the one syllable, Steve. That's what I'm going to call you. So me saying that, it sounds absurd, but somehow it's cute and funny and quirky when you say it to a foreign name or a foreign sounding name, which again, it's only foreign to you. It's not foreign to me.
Yeah. That's something we also
foreign to me. You know what I'm saying? All these names are not foreign to me.
Yeah.
They're foreign to you. So you're the one with the issue, not me.
So I think about the whole foreign thing. Do you know the funny thing is, like, I hated that my name was Tosin when I was in Nigeria, because it was like everybody was Tosin. And like if someone said Tosin, I wouldn't even bother turning around, because it's like, yeah, there's probably like 20 other Tosins here. And now that I moved to the US, now I love Tosin, because all of a sudden,
Tosin as a baby.
Right, exactly. Yes. And I think Motu was talking about like names and stuff, the very interesting thing that I found with my name was the way people addressed me, whether masculine or feminine. I almost always get masculine. And it's a really, it's a really interesting thing that, again, when I was in the hospitality industry, obviously my name is on a million and one databases. So when people are trying to send, you know, solicitations or whatever it is, they don't know who you are. They just want to, you know, get your XYZ. Mr. Mojakinde.
Wow.
Mr. Mojakinde. Almost yes. Always. And it doesn't, it didn't bother me at first, but then there's some days where it's like, Why not just say good morning, Moji, or good afternoon, Moji? It's that audacity, right, of assigning something to me that you do not know about and not taking the time to think, what if I'm messing this up, right? And just, you know the name is foreign, obviously. We've established that. So since the name is foreign, why not take your time to ensure that you're being accurate in the way that you're naming? Because, for example, especially now, you don't know what my pronouns are. What really, you know, yes, I may be feminine appearing, but my pronouns are he, him, you know.
Yeah.
Or the other way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. Or just taking the extra 10 seconds for a quick Google search. I'm pretty sure if it's not my name that comes up, a couple other emojis will come up and you'll see that they're feminine. Then you'll make an educated guess. Or just completely live it out altogether. So it's that idea of, you know, imposing, giving yourself the God complex, right? Of assigning a name to you, assigning a nickname, assigning a gender, assigning a pronoun to you. That's the microaggression that really bothers me. Like, who are you? Who asked you? Who made you God, you know?
Yeah, and that's the perfect word. It is an absolute microaggression. It is an absolute microaggression to do that to people. You know, it is just, and like you said, it is very, because I think if Americans see a name that is a long name, but it looks like it might be European, let's say it's a long name, but it looks like it could be Italian, they will react very different than a long name that looks like it could be African.
Yep,
exactly.
You know, with the Italian name, there will be, oh, well, you know, this is interesting. Like, what is this name? It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. With a name that looks anywhere near African, it is just this throwaway. It is just this.
Oh.
Unimportant, uninterested, you know, one of you people, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just no interest. And it is such It is such a microaggression, and it's so rooted in American, you know, racism and imperialism. Just the idea that those are shithole countries and we don't even care about them. But, oh, you've got an interesting European name. Wow, tell me more about that. You know, mm-hmm. And it's just so connected to this whole history of just all this crap that we've been dealing with in America. But it's an absolute microaggression.
No, I have another view of this, right? So I think you guys have a great point with how people think of our name sometimes and think of them as just this too much work. I don't want to get into it. But at the same time, I've experienced when people think of, like, either they see my name on paper or they hear me say my name and they're like, oh my gosh, where's that from? That's such a pretty name. And it just takes away like the first minute of that encounter. And I swear, I hate that minute. Because I'm like, one, the best way I can think of it is either when I go into a patient's room or I'm like in front of a group of like maybe students or even now, like if I'm talking to like Marines or whatever, it's so distracting. I'm like, I came here with a purpose and now I have to allocate another 60 seconds of my life trying to explain to you where my name is from. And I get that, but like at the same time, I don't. Like, I really don't want to have to do this.
Right.
So in a way, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate where like, I don't necessarily appreciate the people who take that second. Like sometimes I kind of just want to move past this and just you don't have to say my name. But I've also become very resistant now where I'm like, you really don't. Like no one really has to say my name. Like if I'm an important presence enough, you make an effort and you don't have to make an effort with my time. Like you can do it on your own time. You can come and find me later. You can write it down. Like we can talk about this later. But during like actual official time, I just want to move past it. And I just don't like how much of a hiccup it is so many times when somebody encounters you for the first time where you have to go over this name debacle. So a lot of times I honestly become okay with people calling me whatever they want. And I'm like, you know, if I recognize that it's me you're calling, I will respond. But I always say, if they ask me, is that okay? I'm like, you know, honestly, if you call me something that I don't recognize, I won't respond. That's when you know that I don't know it's me you're calling. It's not because I'm mean, because you know me. Like if you get to know me, you know that most of the time I'm not like a rude person. So if I don't respond to you, it's because I really don't know it's me you're calling.
Right.
Let me ask you guys an interesting question, right? So people asking you where is your name from or how is it pronounced within the 30 seconds, 60 seconds first time of meeting you, could that also be an educating seconds for them? You know, at what point do you think learning or you educating them? Or I guess I'm not phrasing this right, but do you guys get what I'm trying to say?
Like, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like education is great, but it's like after you do it like the 1,000,000th time, like you don't want to do it every single time. So while the interest is great, it's exhausting having to explain yourself 1,000,001 time. So you just want to avoid it. It's like, that's my name. Let's just move on to the next thing. Like, what's on there?
And it's also that, you know, and I think, you know, Koinsalam made a really great point. I don't even think it's so much of you were playing devil's advocate. Your point was very valid because that extra time that's being dedicated, you know, again, same thing with Tosin said, is exacerbating the otherness of who you are and the otherness of your name. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even if you heard a foreign name you've never heard before, a Polish name, whatever, you would, maybe stumble for like the first 5 seconds to say it and you would move on.
Right.
And that's it, right? Whatever, next. But with the African names, it then becomes so exotic. Tell me more. Sensationalize that for me. Tell me how you're different, you know, and all of that stuff. Now it then becomes, you know, this show, this parade or whatever. And it's bringing that otherness of who you are to the table that, yes, I am different. It is obvious. Like I say this in a lot of rooms I come into. I'm fully aware I'm different. You look at me, you know, I'm not, you know, from here. The first couple of words, you know, I'm from somewhere else. Like my name, everything. Yes. Let's normalize that otherness. I think that's what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. The normalization of, yeah, her name is different. So what? Right. I'm going to learn it. And it takes 5 seconds to learn that name, and I'm going to move on. Now, if you're really interested in African culture or something or whatever, actually find a way to develop a relationship with that person, and then you will learn, as opposed to putting that person on the spot and expecting them to just press play. Tell me all about yourself. Tell me all about your Africanness and your, you know, exoticness and all of that stuff. So it's like, where, you know, how do you, that thin line between, oh, I'm just trying to learn, and are you really just wanting the other person to perform for you?
And you know, the other thing that I would say is that even though, like, my name is simple enough, Tosin, I am experiencing this more because now I have a child named Modupe. And you know that that P is a strong P. It's actually like a KP. Oh my God, she's so cute. What is her name? And then I'm like, Modupe. And then I find the need to explain that the name, thankful for God's grace. Mm-hmm. And then, like, and then I'm asking myself, like, why am I even explaining? What am I explaining? But I find myself doing that so much. It's like just finding myself having to explain. And even to her, trying to teach her a name because she has an accent and she says Monome. And then I'm trying to tell her, like, Modupe. She knows it's Modupe, but then, I don't know, she gets lazy and she says Monome. And, you know, you're having to explain that to her. You're trying to explain also to her teachers, explain to her classmates, and it's like, it's just so exhausting. And like, there's a new dimension to it because I told myself, like, I don't care, I'm going to give my child a Nigerian name.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pronounce that name because it's my identity, is her identity. Like, I'm going to give her, she's going to go by her Nigerian name. But gosh, like, I totally get it when people change their name because it can be so exhausting.
Yeah.
It's
so you said something about always having to explain, you know, the meaning behind your name, the meaning of your name. Is that also some sort of apology, you know, on your end saying, sorry, your tongue cannot pronounce this every name that my parents gave me, or I'm so sorry, I'm inconveniencing you. But hey, here is a little explanation to help you understand that even though it's a foreign name to you, it means something that you can understand if I explain it to you.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's probably some of that. And I think it's also some of, like, trying to avoid the awkwardness of Modupe, Monome, you know, trying to avoid that awkwardness and, like, oh, it's Modupe. Oh, and it means thankful for God's grace. So we've moved on from that. And it's like a coping mechanism, which is bad. But, like, it's almost like a coping mechanism so that you don't ask me to say this name, like, five more times.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Just segue from it. And by the way, it means thankful for God's grace. So how are you doing today?
Okay. Anybody has a point or an add-on to that?
So we were talking about, well, I'm just going to take us back a little bit. So we were talking about kind of when we say our names and people use that as kind of like a cultural outlook, right? I think of that as many ways. Like, where I come from, the point of view that I come from now is trying to understand where these other people are coming from. And I feel like with a lot of the racial climates of our community and our society these days, like, I'm always trying to see where the other person is coming from, just so maybe I can justify their actions just a little bit. I've been doing that with my name, for a while now. And I'm always like, you know, I've seen some tough names in my life. And let me not lie, I've done the nod for some people too. You know, there's some Russian names that, like, I see and I'm like, yo, I'm not even going to, like, start. Like, I'm not even going to try. So I get it. I get it when you see coins. And, like, when I sign my notes now, it says Daudu Koinsola Yanura. They don't have space, so they have to take out the INK out of it, right? So, like, I can understand how somebody put my name on their chart and be like, yo, what's going on, right? This is a lot of characters. Because I see some names and I'm like, I can't even do this. So I try to see from their point of view. But never once in my life have I gone, where's your name from? That's the part that I don't understand. You know, never once in my life, and I don't know if it's because I'm not inquisitive or, like, I really don't care about other people's cultures, because, like, yo, Nigerian culture is plenty enough for me. I've not finished understanding it.
Right.
I'm like, a little for me to be crossing, going across a different continent to try and understand their culture. Maybe that's why, I don't know. But I've never been so like distracted by a person's name that all I'm focused on is their name and not the actual person in front of me. That's the part that I can't seem to connect, honestly. So the way I approach it is, it is not my job to train you on being Nigerian. It is not my job to culturalize you to what it's like to be Nigerian. Now, if I feel good, maybe I'll try. It's like, no, I probably won't. I just don't think it's my responsibility. Now, somebody can ask, where are they supposed to get that knowledge from? I don't know.
Do they really need that? Are you kidding me?
Honestly, don't know. Like, you can Google it, but like, how many times, Moji, how many times have you seen a name that you're not familiar with that you go to Google it? Me, I don't do it though.
But the thing is, going back to if you're really interested, right? And that's another, you know, counter argument that people try to make, like, oh, but I'm just trying to get to know you. How else will I know? You can find out, because guess what? We know about the Aztecs, right? We know about his other historical cultures that do not exist. Well, not like they don't exist, but not as much as in abundance. We can go back centuries in history to learn about how the Roman times and Greek mythology and everything, the same way they were able to go back to years where we were not. For goodness sakes, the Bible exists, doesn't it? Right? Yeah. So if you really are interested, if it's coming from a place of, I'm really interested in your culture, you can find it out. So I agree with your point that it's not really my responsibility. If I show you and I teach you, that is a privilege that you get from getting to build a relationship with me. It is not my responsibility to play whenever you feel like, oh, this exact second is when I feel like learning about African names. I'm not obligated to teach you anything about African names right now. If you really want to know, develop a relationship with me, okay? Invite me over for wine. Look for my weak spots. Pay for a whole steak dinner. Maybe my name might come up, you know what I'm saying? And we can actually have the conversation. But going back to your point about what is the intent behind it, you know, and part of the reason you're also not seeing a foreigner and automatically thinking, oh, I wonder where this is from, it's because you're not really othering them. You see it, you acknowledge it, and you move on. You acknowledge it that it's different. And you move on. It's not a sensation. It's not this huge event, which it shouldn't be. We know our names mean something to us, but it's not something that we should be like, you know, trucking and jiving and demonstrating because somebody doesn't.
Yeah. I'm going to play devil's advocate one last time, though.
Go ahead.
This is usually how I approach everything. But think of somebody whose name is Joe or like John. I mean, even John is biblical. We can say John's biblical. I have Stephen. I don't know. Like, all they hear is just like Amy, Emily, like just good old names that they grew up with. And then you come in there and you throw in Nemeka.
You know what else I would say to that is when it comes to this name thing, like sometimes I ask myself, like, what is the outcome that I want? If I meet someone and I just meet you once, honestly, I'm not really interested in whether you remember my name, because honestly, I probably won't remember your name either. Like, if you tell me Joe, I may remember for like 5 seconds, and I'm so terrible at names that the next time I meet you, I'm not going to remember that you told me your name was Joe. So, like, I just ask myself, like, what is the outcome that I desire? If I am working with you, then, you know, I want you to actually know my name. So I might, you know, I might actually take my time in that first or second encounter to break it down for you in syllables, like Tosin, you know, make it simple for you. But if I meet you once, it's Tosin, and I'm going to segue into something else because I don't want to waste 1 minute of my time explaining to you when I'm never going to meet you again. Because here is the reality. We are living in this country, and as much as Nigerian community is growing in the US, like we are still like a minority. So the honest truth is that, you know, I may be the only Tosin that someone has met. You might be the only Moji that person has met. So that name is new to them. And in as much as we might say, oh, you know, they are Italian names, they are Russian names. Hey, maybe you hear it on the news. Maybe you watch some silly Russian movie where you hear about one Russian name and all that. And it doesn't, or you hear about how like they pronounce Russian names and you sort of have an idea, but you don't have that same exposure to African names. And so you are just like completely thrown off and you don't know what to do. So, I mean, like, we're going to have this conversation. It's like, what does it change tomorrow? Like, how do you continue to educate people? Like, can you change them or can you change your own self? Or like, how do you continue to survive in this jungle? So this like, jungle. If I don't yeah. care, I don't need to know how to pronounce my name. Like, it's Tosin. Let's move on to something else. If I'm going to work with you, or we're yeah. going to be like intimate in some kind of, you know, like a friendship or whatever. Yeah, then I'm interested in you getting to know my name. I'm going to take the time to break it down for you. And then you don't really have an excuse for why you don't know it. So.
Wow.
You know, let me.
Go ahead.
Because it's interesting, because as I'm listening to all these conversations, I'm realizing that, you know, there was a point where I had to, like you're saying, it's all contextual and you can't, not every single one is going to be a fight. Sometimes it's just a throwaway. I'm getting coffee. I don't care whether you know my name or not. But I'm realizing that as I got older, like I had to give myself permission to do that. And I think it's probably because of how I was raised. You know, I got here in the 80s and there were no Nigerians. You know what I mean? We were in upstate New York. There was no other West Africans. And my mom was very much a feminist, and my mom was very Afrocentric. And my mom was very much about, your name means something. You know, this is your grandmother's name. This is where you're from. Your name means something. And I think when I was a kid and she saw the Americans trying to make me marry, she drilled it into me at a young age that your name means something and don't let them take that away from you. And so I think I grew up that, you know, like it wasn't until in my 20s that I gave myself permission to let my name just be a throwaway. You know, like when I was a teenager, when I was in college, if you mispronounced my name, it was not a personal offense, but it was more meaningful then to me than it is now. As I've gotten older and I've realized that there's different contexts and there's all just different kinds of things. But I think it also depends on like, what is your relationship to this country? You know, like what is your family's relationship to this country? Because for me, my mom was very much about, you know, you are an African in America and you cannot let them take that away from you. You cannot let them take your name away from you. You have to. And so I think because she thought maybe I was going to forget where I was from and I was going to become very Americanized, I think she was also very like, you have to remember your name. There was a lot put on the name. And I look at my nephews and my nieces and it's different now. You know, like it's, and I feel it's good. It's freer for them. They don't have as much tied into their name as I did, you know, and I can see the generational change. So there's definitely some movement happening, but it's like, I had to give myself permission to not care, you know, to not have to fight it.
Wow. Thank you, ladies, for coming, for sharing your names and your struggles and the beauty in those, in the different names that you guys have. One last question before I let you guys go. What advice would you give someone, you know, a young child, a girl with heavy names, with foreign names, that can help them just feel better, you know, wear their names bolder, let them stand upright and just own their own names? What advice would you give?
So I think the first thing I'll say is own your name. Be proud of your name. Know the meaning of your name. If you're like an American with a Yoruba name or, you know, an African name and you were born in America, go and figure out the meaning of your name, because it matters. It actually is the pride, right? That's one thing that we've talked about that I think is very important for us, is our names mean something. And if you're like a true African person who like really gets sentimental about this thing, go and figure out the meaning of your name and own it with pride, because those names usually mean something. And if you think about all the people that took their time thinking about what they were going to name you, they were thinking about what sounded really good, but they're also thinking about the essence of your existence in their lives. And that's why our names mean something, because we were literally gifted to these humans who appreciated us in some way and used that feeling, that emotion that they were feeling at that time to place a name on us, so that every time they voiced our names, it literally would stir up something in them. And I absolutely love that about the names that we've been given, right? So that's my first thing, is be proud and own your name. Secondly, everyone has different goals in this life. This is America. You're Black. Pick your battles.
Yeah.
There are going to be some days where you're going to be like, yo, I can't, you know? If you're going to be Kia today, you're going to be Kia today. And one of those places where I pick my battles is Starbucks.
Yeah.
I got things to do. All right? So my name is Kia at Starbucks. If you're going to be giving a presentation and you feel like that's the place where you want to, like, you know, stick by your name, then stick by your name. You know, I don't put nicknames in my presentations because my name is Francois Adalja. That's just the way it is. Pick your battles, especially if you have like financial or professional aspirations. When you get to the top, then you can kind of do whatever the heck you want. But on that journey up, yeah, sometimes you just gotta let, you have to let something slide. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's actually a perfect segue into what I was thinking is in on that journey to the full ownership, right? Because it's so if you're in the position where if you're the one granting somebody a loan or granting somebody a grant or whatever the case may be, trust me, they will learn how to say your name. They'll Google it, they'll find a way, they will say your name. So until that day on your way there, I think it's important to remind yourself as well as others that your name is enough. And this is along the lines of resisting the urge, Tosin, like you said, to explain or over-explain, right? And for me, how I practice it, and I'm still trying to practice it, is when I say my name, Muji, automatically, you know, obviously needs for assimilation, right? If I'm talking to a Nigerian, it comes up easy as Muji, if I'm talking to a non-African, it becomes Moji. So I'm constantly practicing and reminding myself, Moji is enough. I say Moji on a good day. Moji rolls easily. Moji is what I know. How come all of a sudden, depending on who's in front of me, I start twisting my tongue on my name again? I'm already twisting my tongue trying to pronounce words. English is not our first language, let's right. be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of us, really, yeah, we all grew up with English, but I don't know about you guys, but when you're thinking and when you're communicating, like certain things just communicate differently in your head. So why am I then changing Moji to Moji when I'm talking to other people? So I think it's, constantly reminding ourselves that our names especially are enough. And I think it's a way of, you know, honoring all those people that Queen Salam mentioned who took their time to give us our names. Or it was, for example, our last names. Like my aunt has this habit. My last name is Akinde, and Akinde, the warrior has come, or, you know, that's what Akin means. And anytime, say, I post something on Facebook and I'm like complaining about having a hard day or whatever, she comes into my comments and she goes, Omwaki, there's nothing. So Omwaki, child of a warrior. Like, so when you hear things like that, right? You're having a bad day, and somebody reminds you of your name or your Oriki, and it's like, Omwaki, bruh, hell yeah. I can do whatever.
I'm the daughter of a warrior,
Let's go. You know. But that split second, you're back to, you know what? My name, my prophecy, let me honor it. So it's a journey, because when we're a minority, right? Like we've established, we're a minority. We're being bombarded by all of these things that tell us we're not enough, that we're invisible, that we're disposable, all of these things. It's a fight. Some days you have it, some days you don't. But I think if we try to be a little bit more conscious of the little things, for me, the small battle I'm taking to myself is my pronunciation. The way I say it, the way you say it, I can't control you, but the way I say it, that's what I'm taking with me as it's Moji. Moji. And then we'll use all the emoji and whatever, whatever other ways to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the advice that you gave of just, you know, don't apologize. You know, my advice to somebody who has a different name, you know, my main advice to that person would be just be joyful. Just be joyful. Because what that does is it cuts down on all of that anxiety and passive aggressiveness and social anxiety that happens when you're about to step into a room and you're not sure how to pronounce your name. I just say, just be joyful, because like you say, it's going to be, there's different contexts. There's some times where you just want to say your name and move on. There's other times where you actually want to say and explain what it means because they might think it's beautiful and you want to have an interaction with them and share something. Other times you're just not in the mood and you just want to move on with your life. But however you do it, you know, it's just understand that, yes, your name isn't going to be Jessica and Jill and Mary. It's just, it's not. And we are not, this is the moment in time that we're in. We're not 100 years from now. where there's more Nigerian names and people are used to them.
Exactly. Like,
this is the moment, yeah, this is the moment in time we're in.
We're very fertile people.
Yeah. You know, just be joyful. If they mispronounce it, it doesn't have to be an anger thing. You know, you understand where what the moment in time is. You understand you have a different name in America. You understand. If they want to exoticize you, just be joyful about that as well. You know, so I, that's what I just say to all, anyone with a foreign name is just approach it with joy. And because it's one of those things that it's a metaphor for so many other kinds of microaggressions that you're going to encounter in your life, you know? And if this is the one thing that you're going to hit it over and over and over and over again. So how do you respond to this one little microaggression? That's how you are going to respond to all the other ones, you know? So just approach it with joy, you know, laugh if they mispronounce, just be joyful about it because it's going to happen, you know, it's going to happen. So just approach it with joy and let it roll off your back.
Tosin, to you.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess my advice to anyone would be just like, be proud of your heritage, be proud of where you're from, be proud of what that name means, because it means something. And like, just be a good ambassador for it. Like, do it for all the Tosins out there, all the Mojis out there. Like, go for what you want. They will learn how to say your name. Like, if you are killing it, you are doing the things that you want to do. Like, people learn how to say Chimamanda. Like, they will learn your name. Uh-huh. They don't call it Che, they call it Sade. Everybody knows that it's Sade Adu.
Yes.
Everybody knows. Like, yes. Just do your thing. They will conform. People will learn. So, yeah.
Wow. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming to rant with me today. I really appreciate you for coming. Well, this is the end of the episode. I hope when I call you guys, you will answer my humble call. But yeah, thank you so much. You guys enjoyed the rest. Sorry?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to sound it out and hear everyone else's perspective.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for coming. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Special shout out to Eric at Quincy Street Studios. Thank you for making me look fabulous and making this sound good. To you for listening. Thank you. Appreciate you. Until next time, whatever it is you want to do, whoever it is you want to be, all you have to do is just start. Remain blessed.